I'd like to call to order the regularly scheduled meeting of the Madison Plains Board of Education. Roll call, please.
Mr. Mason?
Here.
Mrs. Anikas?
Here.
Ms. Reinshel?
Here.
Mr. Yensel?
Here.
Mr. Stone Rock? Mr. Eisler and I are also here.
Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Move to Section B, Student Recognition.
Thank you, Mr. President. We are pleased to be able to honor tonight Senior Emily LeGault as Student of the Month. Emily has built an impressive record of achievement, and so we'd just like to read a little bit about her and what she has done while she's been in high school. We are pleased to honor Senior Student Emily LeGault as a Student of the Month from Madison Plains High School for the month of December. Emily has a 4.131 grade point average, and she is currently ranked third in her class. Her favorite course is College Credit Plus Introduction to Sociology. While in high school, Emily has been in student council all 4 years, and she is currently serving as president. She has also been a 3-year member of National Honor Society and is the organization's vice president. She is a 4-year member of Key Club and served as secretary during her sophomore year. Emily has been involved with the MPHS Drama Department all 4 years of high school and has been an actor, a stage manager, and a student director during her junior and senior years. Emily has been a football cheerleader for 4 years and a basketball cheerleader for 3 years. As a junior, she earned the Eagle Award. She was also All-Conference Honorable Mention in the Ohio Heritage Conference in 2023, and she has been a UCA All-American 4 times. Outside of school, Emily has been a member of 4-H for the last 11 years, showing swine, sheep, dairy, and taking special interest projects. Emily has been a member of the Madison County Junior Fair Board, serving as secretary in 2022 and 2023. She has also been involved with the Mud Run Hustlers 4-H Club, serving as secretary in 2023. In 2021, she was a Madison County Junior Fair Dairy Ambassador, and in 2022, she was a Madison County Junior Fair Sheep Ambassador. Emily was also the Madison County Junior Fair Queen in 2023. Additionally, Emily has been an intern at the Madison County Prosecutor's Office since September of 2022, and she is a member of the Mount Sterling First Church of the Nazarene, teaching Sunday school and serving as a member of Youth Council. When asked which Madison Plains staff member inspires her, Emily picked MPHS Social Studies teacher Mr. Jason Hunt. Emily stated, "The most inspiring staff member to me is Mr. Hunt. I have had the pleasure of having Mr. Hunt as my teacher the last 2 years for CCP Introduction to American History 1 and 2, and this year for CCP Introduction to Western Civilization 1 and 2. While he has been able to teach me in the classroom, his guidance far exceeds anything that can be taught from any curriculum. When I attended a youth leadership conference this summer in Washington, D.C., he sent me an 8-paragraph itinerary of everything I needed to try to see while in the city. This helped lay out our trip for my parents, my grandparents, and myself. This just shows how his sharing of knowledge doesn't just stop in the classroom, but with real-life application of knowledge, skills, and how everyone should go explore the world. Mr. Hunt makes it known to his students how every single one of us has a way to be productive in this crazy world and make a difference. When I decided where I was going to college, Mr. Hunt was the first teacher I told and the most excited. He truly is invested in what I do inside the classroom, but also outside of school related activities and into my future plans and goals. I know that Mr. Hunt is someone that I don't just have to come to for help with schoolwork, but also someone I can come to for advice when life gets tough, showing me how to laugh, dance, and embrace whatever life throws at you." Regarding Emily, Mr. Hunt said, "Emily is another fantastic choice for our Student of the Month. I've had the great pleasure of teaching Emily in my College Credit Plus courses the past 2 years, and am so very fond of her. There is much to appreciate about her, but among my favorite characteristics are her determination coupled with a strong work ethic. The classes she has chosen to take with me are quite challenging, but she has worked so hard to excel. I have enjoyed her contributions to class and her friendliness toward everyone she meets. I am excited to hear about Emily's successes in life after graduation, and am thankful for the opportunity to get to know her in my classes. After graduation, Emily plans to attend Michigan State University to receive a degree in criminal justice and a degree in psychology. Emily is the daughter of Ed and Kim LaGault. And Emily, I would just like to take a minute. Obviously, as what I have just read shows, you've built a very impressive record, and you are to be commended for that. Congratulations, well done. We wish you much future success as well, and keep up the great work. I do have a certificate for you, but well done.
Congratulations. Good luck.
I move to section. Actually, I'd like to note for the record that Mr. Stone Rock is present for the meeting. Section. Oh, you're good. Section C, employee recognition.
No employee recognition this evening, sir.
Okay. Now move to section D, public communication, the first section. Has anyone signed up? Okay. Now we'll move to section E, presentation to Board of Education by community members.
And Mr. President, Madam Vice President, members of the board, we have a group of community members who have asked to make a presentation to the board tonight. So with this, I'll turn the floor over to them.
Thank you. Thank you, Superintendent. Thank you, board. It is truly an honor and a privilege to be here in this position, representing this group, but not only what we want to do with this group of people. My name is Jeff Prosize. Our group is here tonight to present to you our release time program proposal. Our ask of you is that you listen and review our proposal and hopefully in the future grant us approval to move forward. As you know, the Madison Plains School District has an approved policy on release time for students to attend a course of religious instruction. I'm here today to present to you our proposal for a release time program called the Wings of Hope 337. I'm sorry, I thought this was going to be on the board. I have some handouts if I can
put it on. It is? Okay, I can put it on the board.
Okay.
Sorry.
So the name of our program is Wings of Hope 337. Our goal is pretty straightforward, right? To build and strengthen good morals and values in our children by providing them a means for biblical instruction during their school day. Can we go on to the next slide? So, back one. Our board members for Wings of Hope 337, Matt Cordell, over there, he's our site coordinator. Myself, I'm our treasurer and spokesperson for tonight. Phil Starr, who's in the room with us here, he's a board member. He's also the pastor of our First Church of the Nazarene in Sterling. Billy Warner, the board member who's here tonight. Dave Thompson, unfortunately Dave is out of town, couldn't make it. And then Austin Hill, he's a board member. He is also a pastor at the First Church of the Nazarene in Sterling. Good. The next one. So our approach for this program, it follows the state statute around release time and also the Madison Plains policy requirements for the release time program. Our proposal is to deliver a pilot program during the spring of 2024. The pilot program will be open to a small number of students. These students will attend an off-site class that is biblically based, and this proof of concept will run for 6 to 8 weeks. The number of students participating is limited, and of course, completely voluntary. Students who sign up for the program must have parent approval to attend. The intent of the program is to implement the School Ministries of Ohio basic framework for release time programs, and that's who we're partnering with. And also, I forgot, Steve and Patty are here. They are also representatives of the School Ministry of Ohio, and they've been instrumental in helping us move forward with this. So we're going to partner with them and implement their framework around this release time program. Once we have that in place, we hope to continually evaluate how this proof of concept is working and look for ways of improvement. Classes will be held, as I mentioned, for 6 to 8 weeks, once a week. To implement this program, we're partnering with the School Ministries of Ohio, as I mentioned, and they're going to help us get a lot of the foundational work in place for this. Next slide. So our Wings of Hope 337 program will provide just about everything that's needed for this. We'll provide transportation to and from the facility. That's courtesy of our church affiliation with the First Church of the Nazarene in Mount Sterling. We provide all the staffing. Again, those are all volunteers. All funding needed, and that includes for materials, any resources for this program. We do attendance tracking. That's a requirement for the state statute. And then we assume a liability. So we have insurance from the time the students leave the premises to until the time they come back. So our program will have that through the School Ministries of Ohio. So as required, we have to have this at an off-site facility. We've arranged with the Midway Presbyterian Church in Sedalia. It's right down the road here at the four-way stop in Sedalia. This facility is safe and secure, and it has all of what we require to be able to have a Bible study with the students. And it's about a 6 to 8 minute drive each way. As I mentioned, Wings of Hope 337 is made up of all volunteers, most of those from the church. They will have passed the background requirements required by School Ministries of Ohio. This includes having at least one volunteer trained in CPR with the students at all times. As I mentioned, they provide the guidelines or the footprint for us to be able to build this program. They'll help us identify the skill sets that are needed, and then we'll be able to put those volunteers into the roles and responsibilities that are required to make our program a success. One thing too, many of our volunteers or potential volunteers will have a strong connection with the Madison Plains school system. A lot of them are either former school teachers, parents of Madison Plains students, or were former Madison Plains students themselves. Next. And so for this slide here, all we really need is the official approval from the school to move forward. As I mentioned, our program will provide all the funding, the transportation, the curriculum, all the resource that's needed. What we're looking for is just the approval to add this as part of the curriculum for the students. And that would be that proof of concept that we're looking for, or that pilot program that we'll do later in the spring. Again, that'll be once a week we'll have this program. And then we will take what we learned from that and then move forward. And then the next steps are really just to share this with the board, and then we need to work to set up those start and end dates for the proof of concept once this is approved. And that's the presentation. Any questions?
I just want to say I appreciate you coming in and presenting this to us. As you mentioned, we have a current board policy kind of on point for these type of programs. What's the next step that we would need to do? Is that?
I guess I will. I will need to do a little bit of research and work. I'll probably need to. Speak with our school administration about this, and get a little bit more detail in terms of what this will look like, and see if it's something that we want to do. I will bring back word to you about what I think it you know, could look like, and then if the board would like to do it, we can move forward. But there'll need to be a little bit more conversation, I think, and we'll have to figure out exactly what it will look like and if it can work.
So, again, thank you for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Now move to Section F, Board Work Session. I think I'm going to start by, this is the last meeting that we have for a couple of our board members, and you know, you get close with people being on the board, you know, just being around each other and having a common cause. So it's going to be sad to see them go. You know, Becky, it's been a privilege to work with you. Becky has a heart for the students of Madison Plains, and it's been a pleasure to serve with you on this board. Stu, I'm going to miss you. Stu and I represent the Madison Plains class of 1999, so I'm glad to get to serve on this board with him. He's a friend, and it's been a good opportunity. The rest of the board members got you guys a couple gifts from our personal funds. We just wanted to tell you how much we appreciate the time that you gave to Madison Plains, and we appreciate all that you've done.
Thank you. I'd like to say thank you on behalf of myself. I am greatly going to miss all of you and Madison Plains. It's been a pleasure. And I'd like to congratulate the two new board members that's going to be coming in, Mr. Mead and Mr. Gary. Congratulations. Do what?
I said you're only going to miss me if I don't walk up around your heart.
Yeah. Say it.
The board. President pro tem.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I move that this motion to appoint the president pro temp of the January 9th, 2024 Board of Education organizational meeting. The election of officers does not require a vote of the board if only one person is nominated. In the event two or more persons are nominated, a vote will be taken. I nominate Tula Zanikas to be the president pro temp for the January 9th, 2024 meeting. Hearing none.
Yeah. Any other nominations? Hearing none, we don't need a vote.
All right. Okay. So we move to Section G, Approval of Board Minutes.
Okay. Mr. President, I make the motion that the minutes of the November 21st, 2023 regular meeting and the November 29th, 2023 special meeting be approved as written.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Zanikas?
Yes.
Mr. Stone Rock?
Yes.
Ms. Reinschild?
Yes.
Mr. Yensel?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Next, we'll move to Section 8, Department Reports.
Mr. President, there are no department reports this evening.
All right. Section I, Superintendent Committee Reports.
Just a couple of brief committee reports. The Policy Committee met. They met on... Tuesday, December 5th, discussed several policies which are before the board this evening. Copies of the policy updates are also in the public section of the agenda. Our next meeting is this coming Monday, December 18th at 5 o'clock in my office. And then the Wellness Committee met on Thursday, December 7th. We discussed fundraisers and requirements around healthy foods. We have not set another meeting date. But I'm sure there will be a couple of meetings in the second semester.
Thank you. Now move to Section J, Treasurer's Report.
Thank you, Mr. Mason. Just two items here before you. I have the November financial statements. I'll take a quick look at those. What you'll see here is that these are now, based on the very minimal variances there, of $112,000 for our revenue collections and only $1,300 for our expenditures. You see those are aligned now due to our new forecast being in effect,
yeah.
So our November forecast. So really that's all that's changed. We looked in the year with $7.2 million. So we're still in a healthy financial position from an operations standpoint.
Good.
The other item I have before you is also something to do with the forecast that we approved last month, and that would be the amended appropriations for approval. And I'll just point out that the biggest thing here would be the general fund is now aligned with the forecast. So that amount that's appropriated aligns perfectly with our FY24 assumptions in the five-year forecast. The other thing we were able to adjust, we received our carryover adjusted allocations for our grants. So we had some slight increases there for our grant amounts that we now have in the amended appropriations here before you. Other than that, those are really the only changes there to the appropriations. So that concludes my report.
Mr. President, I make the motion that upon recommendation of the Treasurer, the Board approve financial items J4 through J5.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Amicus?
Yes.
Mr. Stonerock?
Yes.
Mr. Yensel?
Yes.
Ms. Ryan Schild?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Move to Section K, Superintendent's Report.
Thank you, Mr. President. Really no discussion items for this evening. The one thing that I did include in that portion of the agenda is just the tolls report. Dr. Hoadley sent that over yesterday, so I did include that on the agenda. But in terms of discussion items, I don't have anything else.
All right, thank you. We'll move to Section L, Policy and Governance.
And on the agenda this evening, we have a first reading of some policies before the board. We also have a second and final reading of some policies. There is a second and final reading of the rescinding of a regulation that the Ohio School Boards Association is recommending that we rescind. And then there is an updated calendar. I was doing a little bit of math before I sent it out after the last meeting just to make sure that everything was correct, and unfortunately I found an error. So we've made a little bit of an adjustment, but it is back before the board for approval.
Mr. President, I make the motion that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board approve policy and governance items L2 through L5.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Anikas?
Yes.
Mr. Stonerock?
Yes.
Ms. Reinschel?
Yes.
Mr. Yensel?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Move to Section M, Business.
Just a few items here, or a couple of items before the board tonight for consent agenda purposes. We have the early graduation request of a student who is currently a sophomore. She is requesting to graduate at the end of next school year, so in the spring of 2025. And then, and she wants to head to college early. And then the approval of an agreement with a virtual school psychologist for school psych services.
Okay. Mr. President, I make the motion that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board approve business items M2 through M3.
Second. Discussion. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Anikas?
Yes.
Mr. Yensel?
Yes.
Mr. Stonerock?
Yes.
Ms. Reinschild?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Okay. And now we have the bond issue, right? Mr. President, upon the recommendation of the superintendent, the board approve the following resolution. It's a long one. Whereas this Board of Education, by resolution duly adopted on November 29, 2023, determined the necessity of issuing bonds in the amount of $55,360,775 for the purpose of participating in the Ohio Facilities Construction Commission Exceptional Needs School Facilities Assistance Program by raising the school district's portion of the basic project cost and locally funded initiatives not exceeding one half of the school district's portion of basic project cost by constructing a new elementary middle high school to house grades PK through 12 and career tech, including allowance to abate and demolish the existing intermediate school and high school, site improvements, furniture, utilities, equipment, and all necessary appurtenances, and the necessity of levying an annual direct tax on all the taxable property in the school district outside of the 10 mil limitation to pay the interest on and to retire said bonds, and provided that the question of issuing said bonds and of levying said direct tax shall be submitted to the electors of said school district at the election to be held on March 19, 2024. Whereas the treasurer of this Board of Education has certified that the maximum maturity of said bonds is 37 years, and whereas the county auditor has certified that the estimated average annual levy throughout the life of said bonds, which will be required to pay the interest on and retire said bonds, is 5.4 mils for each $1 of taxable value, which amounts to $189 for each $100,000 of the county auditor's appraised value. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Board of Education of Madison Plains Local School District, hereinafter called the Board of Education, counties of Madison, Fayette, and Franklin, Ohio. Section 1. That it is hereby determined to proceed with the issuance of bonds of this Board of Education in the amount of $55,360,775 for the purpose stated above, and to levy an annual direct tax on all the taxable property in said school district outside of the limitation imposed by Section 2 of Article 12 of the Constitution of the State of Ohio, and that the question of issuing said bonds and of levying said direct tax shall be submitted to the electors of said school district at the election to be held on March 19, 2024, under authority of Section 133.18 of the Ohio Revised Code. Section 2, that the treasurer of this Board of Education be and is hereby directed to certify to the Board of Elections a true and correct copy of the resolution of this Board of Education determining the necessity of said bonds, said direct tax, and said election, and a true and correct copy of this resolution, together with the amount of the average tax levy expressed in dollars and cents for each $100,000 of the county auditor's appraised value, as well as in mills for each $1 of taxable value estimated by the county auditor, and the maximum number of years required to retire said bonds, and to notify said Board of Elections to cause notice of such election to be given as required by law. That the form of ballot upon which the question of issuing said bonds and of levying said direct tax shall be submitted to the electors as follows, and it states basically the same information that we just shared with you. And then Section 4, that it is found and determined that all formal actions of this Board of Education concerning and relating to the adoption of this resolution were adopted in an open meeting of this Board of Education, and that all deliberations of this Board of Education and of any of its committees that resulted in such formal action were in meetings open to the public in compliance with all legal requirements, including Section 121.22 of the Ohio Revised Code.
I'll second.
Discussion. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Anikas?
Yes.
Mr. Stonerock?
Yes.
Ms. Reinschild?
Yes.
Mr. Yensel?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. I'll have that filed tomorrow.
Move to Section N, Personnel.
Forgive me. Mr. President, just a few relatively routine personnel items this evening. We have a correction to a motion with regard to our bowling supplemental. There was a person on the agenda last month who it appeared was to be paid. The person was going to be a volunteer, but however, the person, due to a schedule change, is no longer able to coach. But I felt it was important for us to go back and just make sure that we were clear about that. We have a couple of resignations here, one of a long-term sub, and then one of our football coach, and then a motion to correct regarding the hiring of an aide, just the dates of hire, and then we are approving a substitute cook and approving a non-bachelor's degree substitute teacher. Or I should say, I'm asking the board to approve. Okay.
Mr. President, I make the motion that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board approve personnel items N2 through N7.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Anikas?
Yes.
Mr. Yensel?
Yes.
Ms. Reinschel?
Yes.
Mr. Stonerock?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Now Section O, donations.
Mr. President, there are no donations this evening.
Section P, new business.
No new business, sir.
All right. So now move to the Section Q, the second public communication section. No one signed up. So now move to Section R, executive session. I move that we enter into executive session at 7:34 for the purpose of the following item allowed under Ohio Revised Code, Section 121.22G, Section 1, to consider the compensation of a public employee.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call, please.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mrs. Anikas?
Yes.
Ms. Reinschel?
Yes.
Mr. Stonerock?
Yes.
Mr. Yensel?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0 on executive session.
Our next meeting will be the yearly organizational meeting held on January 9th at 7 p.m. here in the library. It'll be immediately followed by the regularly scheduled January board meeting. There'll be no action taken after executive session.